Third time's charm. Hopefully.
Hey guys, welcome to episode 5 of Between Two Couches. This is actually take 3. We had 2 failed audio attempts. Our phones did not like it, so we're going for one more attempt. A question we get asked a lot, or questions we get asked a lot, is how long will it take me to achieve certain things depending on goals when people start CrossFit, particularly if they're new to the sport of CrossFit. So Sean, from a weight loss point of view, how long will it take me to lose weight? So say if I wanted to lose a stone, how long would it take me to do that?
Okay, so, I mean, it's all very subjective, that question. It depends on where the person is in relation to how overweight they are. So if someone is morbidly obese versus someone who has 3-4 stone overweight, that time scale is going to take, it's going to take them more time for the lighter person than it is for someone who's got more weight to lose. And then the lifestyle changes that, say, the heavier person would need to make would need to be kind of smaller, say, for example, stop drinking fizzy pop and eating bread and chocolates. They're going to lose a lot more weight quicker than someone who's got less weight to lose, kind of they want to lean out or whatever, trim down. But a rule of thumb is, what we kind of, guidelines we give to people is about 0.5 to 1 kilo every 2 weeks, which works out about 2 pounds a week. And it, over the course of, is it 12 weeks or more? Hang on. I think it's 12 weeks, is it? Or six right months? Now. 12 weeks. About that, you'll lose about a stone then in that time frame. But the goal is to have a steady weight loss, not to look for the newest fad diet or fat burning pills, or starve yourself with all these new fads that you're going to lose all the weight overnight. That's not the healthy way to do it. So the 2 pounds a week, or a kilo, or 0.5 of a kilo every 2 weeks is the consistent kind of weight loss you want, so you can keep the weight off and it's not going to pile back on when you go out for a weekend, or you lose track of your nutrition for a couple of weeks, because it's not been a massive weight loss, it's been consistent. Your body will be able to adapt and you'll actually get used to that kind of process, and you're going to keep the weight off for longer.
So long-term lifestyle changes rather than
absolutely
just that goal, just that
lifestyle changes and changing habits, basically. What it is, getting yourself into better habits, eating good food, and stop having refined sugar, going for McDonald's, things like that, making small changes that you can consistently just implement over and over and over. So you lose the weight slow and steady instead of having massive up and down. There's so many people there that lose a stone, lose 2 stone.
Put
6 months later, they put 3 stone back on. It's because it's all drastic, like that. Fat burners, starving themselves, things like that aren't long term. They're not going to stand to you long term. And they're only actually going to affect your body hormonally, and you're going to get, you're going to have to like 1 step forward, 2 steps back in the long run. That's how, but again, it depends on where you are. There's lots of weight to lose, take less time. You want to lean out, again, you want to make, it's like fine tuning at that stage to get yourself in that position to lose that stone or half stone, whatever it might be.
And Maddie, for somebody starting out in CrossFit, like, people can consider a workout to hurt, like if they get into that uncomfortable place. How long will it take me to get to a point where the workout doesn't hurt? Or is there a point?
No, so first of all, when we say a workout hurts, it's not that we're actually putting you through an immense amount of pain. It's just a little bit level of discomfort that you feel during a very intense workout. But it's one of those things that once you get through that, you feel better afterwards. So a lot of people think that when they start out, it's hurting so bad because they're unfit. And then once they get fit, it will no longer hurt. So no matter what level you're at, there is always going to be some sort of level of discomfort, because as you go on through CrossFit, that you can get stronger and then you get fitter. So the more weights you can lift, the faster you can push yourself and everything. So there's always going to be that level of discomfort that you're going to have to go through. So yeah, sadly there's no end.
There's no end point.
End of pain there, but you will adapt to it as you go through, time. So,
and I guess every session doesn't have to be, air quotes, uncomfortable.
Exactly.
There depends on what you're working on.
Yeah, right? Exactly. And then some workouts during the week might be designed as a test, so you're going to push yourself more during those. Other workouts are designed for strength, cardio, so you're not going to be pushing as hard. So you're not going to come in here every day and be put into that level of discomfort.
In the pain cave.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
you don't always want to go there. Like,
no.
That's not always the goal.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and some people always, they crave the pain cave, or they always think that if they're not in this massive amount of discomfort, that their session has been useless.
Yeah.
And that's completely backwards thinking, because you need to be able to move well, have good mobility, have good stability in joints, before you can even think about kind of putting yourself in that environment or at that uncomfortable amount of discomfort frequently, because your body's just going to kind of rebel against it. If you're not prepped enough for it. So that goes back to that same kind of concept with the nutrition and the losing the weight. It's the process you've got to buy into. It's a long-term process of building yourself up to it. You need the level of discomfort, so your body needs to break down for it to adapt, so it'll actually rebuild the muscle tissue and getting fitter, building on capacity. You need to get in that level of discomfort, push yourself to that kind of, to that level, so you can actually grow and adapt and become fitter and stronger and healthier and all those things. So there's a fine line between overdoing it and when the time is right. And that's when I find in a good gym and having coaches, then they'll guide you, say, okay guys, today is a test, we're going for it. It's a red line, let's go. Or today, okay guys, today is skills based, we're working on movement efficiency and we're looking at doing perfect movements, perfect reps. And that's where you need guidance in relation to where you should be, and so don't feel like that, oh, if you're not rolled over in a ball after every session, that
the session
was a waste of time. That's completely nonsense.
Yeah.
And in the fitness industry, some people and some trainers out there, they're putting their clients in that position. They're in the pain clinic every single session, and clients come out of it over time and they're broken. They get injuries all over the place, and they don't understand why, because that's all they've been taught. If you're not in the ball on the ground, rolling around in pain because your lungs are burning or your legs are burning, the session is no use.
Yeah.
And that's for longevity of health and happiness and fitness. It's not the best way to go.
Okay. Cool. One of the goals that a lot of people have in training in general, rather than just CrossFit, but CrossFit, is getting a pull-up. So, John, can you talk to us for a minute about like how long would it take me to get a pull-up, if that was my goal?
So how long would it take you to get a pull-up? Again, how long is a piece of string, you know?
It depends on
so many variables. We'll go back to the person who's trying to lose a stone, for example. If their goal is to get a pull-up as well, they've got these two goals, they want to lose all this weight, and they want their first strict pull-up. The goal of focusing on their weight loss is going to benefit their strict pull-up, because the lighter they are, the more capacity they have to do the pull-up. But then they also need to take a step back and look at the progressions of where they need to come from. They need to have good shoulder range of motion, stability in the shoulders, flexibility. Then they've got to work their way up ring rows, inverted ring rows. Then you've got your banded pull-ups, creep the pegs up on the bands. Then you've got your negatives. Then you finally get your chin up, you get your strict pull-up, and then you try and string them together, do a couple of reps. And like that, how long does it take? How long have you got? I mean, it doesn't... There's no set time. Okay, here's a 6-week program, you'll have a pull-up in 6 weeks. It doesn't work like that. There's no magic kind of time scale or program that's going to get to that.
So it's how high on the priority list it is for you.
Absolutely.
Where you're starting from, how much time you want to invest in it.
Yeah, and again,
a whole host of other things.
Yeah, absolutely. And people need to realize that with any goal they have, they need to be realistic about like that.
Yeah.
Where is in the priority list? Where am I now? And how much time am I willing to commit to achieving this goal? Those three factors are, you need to ask yourself those questions in relation to whatever it is you're trying to achieve, be it weight loss or your first pull-up. You can't just think, oh, I'm going to do CrossFit and in 2 months' time I'll be able to do butterfly pull-ups.
Yeah.
And you're coming from straight off the couch and you're 10 stone overweight. It's not going to happen like that.
Yeah.
So being realistic about that kind of stuff is important as well. And realizing that it's a process and it's a journey. It's not a case of like the fat burners or the online program, booty in 30 days or whatever, whatever these people are selling. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
30 days abs for fucking people going to Ibiza.
It doesn't work.
I mean, Instagram people are selling it, but like reality, it doesn't work.
Okay.
It's longer than that.
So Maddie, Sean mentioned a whole bunch of different progressions for pull-ups, like butterfly pull-ups, well, probably the top end of butterfly pull-ups, ring rows, and so on. CrossFit does a whole bunch of different movements. How long will it take me to get to be good at all of them?
Well, it'll take you about, when you first start CrossFit, it'll take you a couple, probably 3 to 4 months to actually be introduced to all of the movements, a time or two, so you're aware of all the movements and what they are. In terms of mastering them, sadly there is no end for that either. Sorry, Derek. Not just for you though, but for everyone. Like Sean was saying, so you have your progression, so then let's say I get my pull-up and then, okay, can I string a couple together? Then can I get my chest bars and then my bar muscle-ups and go from there? And then once you have the movements and you can do a few together, can I then do them under fatigue after getting off the row or the bike? Can I then do it after throwing heavy weights around? So there's lots of different variations and ways we can change it up so you are improving and getting fitter. But that's the beauty of the sport, is that there's always new things being thrown in. If you look at this year's Open, both in the RX and Scaled, there were brand new movements introduced. So there's always new things being brought in, so there's always ways you can keep working, keep improving. If you look at the elite athletes, they're still training super hard because they don't know what's coming next. There is no end to CrossFit. You don't just tick a box that you've completed
done.
CrossFit,
done.
Once you get all the movements, there's always ways to improve and keep moving from there. So.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.